So I'm going to, with that, just hand it straight over to Ronnie, who's going to give you a short presentation, then we'll lead straight into the questions. Okay, Ronnie.
Okay. Thanks, folks. The presentation is just a short overview of where we've got to so far with our project. I feel a bit of a fraud. It's a bit like taking a course in Newcastle here because you're all experts and this is relatively new to us and we don't have a completed project yet. A little bit about the Highland.
Sorry,
heckling already, gee whiz.
Is the door properly closed behind you? Can I just check? Is that, because I know it's noisy out there, is that properly? That's maybe, because that don't mind. I'll sort that out.
Sorry, I'll try and speak up. A little bit about the Highland Small Communities Housing Trust and what we do. You can see there, we were set up in 1998. We're a company limited by guarantee and we're a not-for-profit charity. We were set up to help communities get access to housing and also assist with their economic and social issues as well where possible. We're community-led. Our board's predominantly made up of community elected members from across the Highlands. And we're there effectively really just to provide community support. Our ethos on the housing side of things is to try and test and pilot new models. Our ethos is about trying to increase the options available to rural communities. So different finance models, different construction models. Long lease obviously has become possible since the changes to legislation in 2012. And it's about building partnerships with local authorities, with Scottish Government, with businesses, and any other active partners, private developers, and estates as well. The reason we're keen to pilot so many different types of models is that when we're working with communities, they like to see how a model actually works on the ground and see how the finances work and just to see somebody living in the house under that tenure, whatever tenure that might be.
Excuse me, we still can't hear you.
Sorry.
Do you want to come down here? There's some seats if it's any help.
Some spaces just in the other.
Do you want to come down here? There's some seats. There's three seats down the front if you want to come down.
The Cairngorm Skills Project's another project that we've set up. That's been running for 5 years now, and that's based on tackling unemployment, and it's aimed generally at those who are struggling to get onto the employment market. They've had a period of unemployment, and they're maybe not first pick when the contractors are looking to employ apprentices. There's been a sharp drop in apprenticeship uptakes, as I'm sure everyone's aware, since 2007-2008. That's been hit quite badly. The project's been quite successful and it's had a good progression. What the project aims to do is put trainees with companies for 9 months. They get a period in college, they get 2 days a week with the contractors, and it allows the trainees to see if that discipline is for them, whether it's joinery or brickwork or whatever. And it also gives the contractors an opportunity to see, well, maybe these guys aren't so bad after all, you know. And it's worked out quite well. It's actually surprised some of the contractors with regards to who they've ended up taking on as apprentices. But that involves the community as well, and being able to maybe take some of the folks that would ordinarily be not up first thing in the morning and hanging about the streets into a more productive lifestyle is the main aim, and that that's got a big effect in small communities. Why empty homes? Well, empty homes are a big issue. In all the villages we work in, there's normally a number of empty homes in the villages, and they tend to bring the look of the village down, and the vibe's not so good in the place. Kristen also phoned us up and said there's not much happening in Highland. There's an opportunity maybe to link up with Nationwide, make an application, because our ethos worked well beside the Nationwide criteria. And Kristen, thankfully, spotted a synergy there, which encouraged us to make an application for the funding. And that gave us the opportunity to work with the communities, work with local trades, and include some training. So we're including all elements of our work. So we're working with housing, the economy, and the social side there. The aims, as far as we were concerned, it was about creating another housing opportunity for communities. It was set up as a pilot. It's like I said, to provide a model that will give other community-owned groups the opportunity to come and have a look and maybe see what was done right, maybe what was done wrong, and learn from it and move on, and maybe encourage them, hopefully, to do a bit more with some of the empty homes in their own communities. In Highland especially, I think, we've got an increasing number of communities that own assets, houses, land, different buildings. So it's becoming quite prevalent. And like I say, the one thing for this that we were quite keen to test out was the long lease model, because what that does is it takes the risk away from the community in having to provide the funding in the short term. But it also gives them the control because they're still the owners of the building. The funding, like I said, it came from Nationwide. We made an application to Nationwide. And we were awarded, in principle, grant in the first instance. And then we were given the opportunity to look at different options about how it could work, which was the negotiation part was very useful for us. It made us look in detail about, are we covering every corner here for the communities and also the funders. The private element, I think it's called part program-related investment, was the bit that we were really interested in. Always very keen to get a bit of grant, but it's the program-related element that is the bit we were wanting to see how that worked. This was the first house we identified. It's in a Harrickle. It's pretty remote. It's on the Ardnamurchan Peninsula. It's got a population of about 550, I think, in a Harrickle. But it had an established community group who own. They actually own the shop and post office, which is right next door to this thing. They've owned this building since 2002, and it's just been empty. The last 5 years has been vacant. It's just not habitable now, and they didn't have the resources and the funds to improve it, and struggling really to find a way to get it up to condition because they've got other projects on the go, so they're stretched quite thinly. But it's a very experienced group here, so it was a really good group to get working with early on. They've got